A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles. And they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty.
The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty.
The Lord is King, in splendor robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength.
The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty.
He has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old. From everlasting you are, O Lord. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days.
The Lord is King, he is robed in
Vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Verbum Domini. In the lectionary, we continue the reading from yesterday of the Gospel according to John chapter 3, and this is the first encounter with Nicodemus, who with Joseph of Arimathea plays a critical role in the burial of Jesus. But Nicodemus comes now in the night, very much alone, but willing to press forward. On the feast of St. Joseph this year, March 19th, while Pope Francis was in the hospital, he continued to preach. In his catechesis on the Jubilee of Hope, he reminded us that Nicodemus is a man who, with his history, shows that it is possible to emerge from darkness and find the courage to follow Christ. He says, here the night refers to what is in the heart of Nicodemus. He is a man who finds himself in the darkness of doubt, in that darkness that we experience when we no longer understand what is happening in our lives and do not see the way forward clearly. There's a lot of misunderstanding and irony in the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, which is not easy to iron out. And perhaps this is why this Tuesday of the second week of Easter is the only time that John 3 verses 9 to 15 are found in the lectionary. There's some very, can be misinterpreted, some of this, of course. But our Lord, who of course, especially in the Gospel of John, doesn't allow himself to be misinterpreted. But, of course, he doesn't always make it totally clear either, right? So how are we to be born again, right? So there's, as always, our Lord invites us into his own light. And we realize that being born from above, or again, is a gift of the Holy Spirit that generates new life in us, a new kind of life, divine life. To be born again is not even a single occurrence, even as it primarily happens in our baptism. We are given life and light. We come to the light and are reborn, no longer of our children of night, but of day. We are children of God, brothers and sisters of the beloved Son, and in him are beloved of our Heavenly Father. Again, Pope Francis writes, I have chosen to begin with Nicodemus because he is a man who, with his very life, shows that this change is possible. Nicodemus is able to do it. In the end, he will be among those who go to Pilate and ask for the body of Jesus. Nicodemus has finally come to the light. He is reborn, and he no longer needs to stay in the night. So Nicodemus, he's filled with courage, and to ask for the body was no easy task. It may have led to his own death, and he does this in a certain sense, in a human sense, in the darkest moment of history, that Jesus Christ has died on the cross and they're burying him. So when Jesus is lifted up on the cross for our salvation, a moment comes, and this is a moment that never passes away, it endures forever, when all can look upon him and see something very strange, that somehow the bronze serpent lifted up in the desert had brought healing, but still all who were on that journey died before entering into the promised land. The Son of Man, on the other hand, dying on behalf of those poisoned by sin, he brings eternal life. He is the lamp put upon the lampstand, the light of the world, who teaches about heavenly things, who reveals the love of the Heavenly Father, and who has gone up to heaven and sends out the Holy Spirit of love.